warn you now, this service is gonna be a real goat fuck. So it is told and so it is written. The story commands a real saucy, greasy, dirty one that gets you down low where it hurts and up top where it tingles. When you hit the peak of delight and the basement of shame, you'll know these words are true. The story must be told. Before we read, I'd like to remind you of the blessed dirty boy of Prague. He was a real stinky shitter with a greasy pair of legs, if you catch my drift. His words rang true then and they ring true today. He spoke, "Insanity is the playground of a real stinky finger. If you call the cops, I swear to God, the shit's gonna rain hard on you." Remember these words. Embrace them as we dismount with this psalm.
The children arrived at Mrs. Gephardt's third grade class, 7:30 on the nose as the bell rang. But in the room, the lights were off, the windows were closed, the erasers, they were not clapped of chalk. A real fucking stink came from the coat closet. Teddy Strathmore, the tallest boy, held back 6 years, zits on his nose, grease on his forehead, crept towards the closet as the children held back. Sweat poured from his stinky pits between both arms and legs as he got closer to the door. He knocked thrice, to no avail. He jiggled the handle, neither did the door move. He turned his back. As the door unlocked and the door cracked open, he peeked in and shrieked. Hidden among the coats was a perfect translucent model of Mrs. Gephardt. It was her skin. She had molted, not unlike a cicada. At the skin statue's feet sat a young girl. Her eyes matched Mrs. Gephardt's. "I am born anew," she squeaked. "I am young again, thanks to the bugs." Teddy took her hand. She took his. They fell in love that day. They were chaste. They held hands and went no further until the night they were married at 18. In a few years, they had a brood of children. Dumb fucking things. One died when he slipped under a lawnmower. That's when Teddy started drinking. That's when Mrs. Gephardt crashed her Ford Taurus into the Palm Tree Supper Club. The car caught fire. Neither did she struggle to escape.
Remember presiding over their funeral service. Save me. That was one of the funniest moments of my life. Oh, the way their children, now orphans, gathered round. And I do promise our church made sure we put them to work. Now they joined their parents' grave. Such a good prank. Nice work, everyone. Nice work. Let's remind ourselves of that moment with the words, "The story must be told."
The story must be told.
Now let us read from the Book of Less and the documentation of wants of the seventh man. This letter is titled More, 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 More Short Stories by Clippling Hands Greasy Thoughts.
Hey there, you motherfucker. Are you ready for some heavy motherfucking truth? This is gonna be some shit you've never heard before. So sit the fuck down and open your goddamn ears. These stories are gonna blow into your ear holes like a general's bullet blowing out a deserter's head on TV. Shut your goddamn mouth. I don't give a fuck. So here's the first one. And if you don't learn a lesson from this, then I'll be fucked in the mouth and should probably quit my job and run my car in my garage. Did you hear the one about the knife-eating contest that happened a few months ago? Of course you haven't. I don't think highly enough of you to think you might read the fucking news. Anyway, there is a knife-eating contest. The standard kind, where a knife-eating judge pits man against man to see who can swallow the most. The first motherfucker was a real mean asshole. He'd eaten more knives than any human being on Earth, so he got the name Spoon Eyes. The second man was the underdog. His name was Greg, and he fell in love before the match, so this was the last goddamn time he was gonna do a competition, and he couldn't say no to the prize because, duh, motherfucker, if you win this, you don't only get a trophy, but you get $6 billion exactly and live tax-free for the rest of your life. Ooh, does that money make you think you can handle this shit? Of course not. You gotta be born to do this. Anyway, here's the story. The judge shot the starting gun into the air, and I'm not talking some rinky-dink pussy handgun. I'm talking the exact same rifle that blew JFK's fucking head off when the CIA put that dumb Mick down. Spoon Eyes ate 19 knives in 19 seconds. Greg was still choking down the first one. He was struggling as Spoon Eyes mocked him, calling him a stomachless little Then Greg saw his wife Sandra in the crowd, and she had a baby in her arms, and she mouthed to him, "This is my baby, and guess what? I fucked Spoon Eyes. This is his goddamn kid." So Greg was inflamed and ate as many fucking knives as he could. Guess how many? 56? Jesus Christ, I know. And after he ate the knives, he took a real bloody shit, pulled all the knives out of the toilet, and melted them into one big knife that was so big they made him the king. Then he used his $6 billion to publicly disgrace Spoon Eyes. He planted heroin in his car and got the police to arrest him, and Spoon Eyes got the shit kicked out of him in jail. Greg visited Spoon Eyes in jail to gloat, but then he realized Spoon Eyes was his brother. He felt like shit, so he told his wife they were finished and sent his illegitimate kid to prison in Spoon Eyes' place. And now he and Spoon Eyes live together and run a charity that helps people who have never seen cars. I know, think about it. One about the cop that went fucking insane? Yeah, that cop. And if you haven't heard this one, then sew your asshole shut and try to take a shit, because this one is gonna be intense. There was a cop who drove a cop car, because all cops drive in cop cars. And he had a partner that was made out of straw, who was the first cop made out of straw in human history. This guy couldn't take the pressure, the straw one, and one day lit himself on fire in his backyard. His wife found him and screamed as hard as she could and became a nun. Their kid ran away and ate bricks until he was the strongest man in the world. But this story isn't about him. This is about the cop who went nuts. So the cop, the one who went nuts, not the dead fucking scarecrow cop whose family never got his pension because he lost his fucking marbles. This cop was driving his beat one day when he saw a man get on a bus. And it wasn't just any other man, you shit. It was a guy he'd arrested like 15 fucking times already. And the cop was pissed. Super pissed. Like when you see someone on TV who you hate and shit right there on the couch, leaving a greasy stain. So the cop pulled the bus over and held up the driver. He pointed his gun at all the passengers and said, "Hey, asshole, it's your worst nightmare." And the man he'd arrested a ton before put his hands up and walked out. The cop cuffed him and dragged him to the car, saying all sorts of awful shit. He popped open his trunk and said, "See this, dick boy?" And inside the trunk was a PVC tub of acid that didn't even have a fucking lid on it. It had sloshed around the car when he was driving and burned holes in the back of his car and melted all sorts of shit. "Stand over there," he commanded, and pushed the bad guy in the middle of the street. The cop lifted the tub of acid, burning his hands, and dragged it into the middle of the road by the bad guy. The bad guy pleaded with him in some Creole language or some bullshit that he had learned when he lived in a basement as a refugee in Haiti. And get this, he grew up in Long Island as a wealthy white guy, so this didn't make any fucking sense in the first place. Anyway, back to the story. So the cop, okay, he said, "Open your eyes, because you've never seen hardcore shit like this before." Then the cop lifted the vat of acid over his own head and dumped it all over himself. He started to scream and melt and said, "Ah! The justice system doesn't work, and I'm the last good fucking cop in the universe." He melted right there in the asphalt, burned through the street, went into the sewer, burned through that, and ended up in the core of the motherfucking earth. And that's where he lives now, watching all of us and praying that we can be good cops one day too. The man in the street realized how committed the cop was to justice, and he made a promise to himself right then and there that he'd change his ways and become a fireman. But he got hit by a fucking car, and it snapped his dumb spine, paralyzing him, and he never got to be a firefighter because they don't let leg tards fight flames. The man in the street realized how committed the cop was to justice, and he made a promise to himself right then and there that he'd change his ways and become a fireman. But he got hit by a fucking car, and it snapped his spine, paralyzing him. And guess what? He couldn't become a firefighter because the last person you'd want dragging you out of a burning house is a leg. Last one, and thanks for paying attention. I mean it, because you came off as a stupid shit who couldn't pay attention to fuck, and you've stuck with me, and that shows you have strong listening comprehension skills. Terry lived by herself in a big fucking building that was so goddamn huge, it was 17 stories tall. And yeah, I know there are buildings bigger than that, but you need to see it for it to make sense. I could show you a picture, but no camera is big enough to snap it, even if you were in goddamn space like an astronaut. Oh, speaking of astronauts, guess the fuck what? This fucking building went all the way up to the stratosphere, and it was negative 16,000 degrees at the top, because that's how cold the Earth gets when you're up that high. Ever heard of an airplane, you dumb shit? That's why they're cold sometimes on the inside. Anyway, she always wanted to go into space to be an astronaut so she could try and see how big the building was. Ever since she was a little girl, she wanted to know just this, even when she didn't live in that building. She lived in a different state and didn't even know the building fucking existed. She had a calling. So one day, she took the elevator to the top floor. She climbed up to the emergency hatch that existed in case the city ever got fucking nuked and she'd have to jettison somewhere else. You know, all buildings have these, by the way. You're just too dumb to have ever asked. And up on the top of the roof was a guy whose job it was to stop people from climbing into space because it was super fucking dangerous and against the goddamn law. Do you remember the cop from the last story? Yeah, he had a lasting impression on the people in this one. "Don't go into space," the security guard commanded. "Suck these shits, because you're a dumb fuck who doesn't know shit, and this has been my dream forever. And if you try and stop me, then goddammit, I'm gonna raise hell and get you evicted. Give me your badge number." But the guard was a nice man with a nice family, and he kept a Christmas tree in his house year-round, and every Saturday gave his kids presents even though his kids were fucking stupid. He pleaded with her to stop as she set up her ladder, and she didn't listen to him, and then he remembered his training. "Well, I'll give you something if you don't go up." And she said, "What do you have that I would want?" And he said, "Watch this." He sat his fat ass on the fucking ground, pulled his boots up to his mouth with his feet still inside, and began eating. He began gnawing away at his feet. He ate himself ravenously, up his legs, torso, popped his nuts, ate his chest, and finally his own goddamn head. He started eating his tongue and worked his way out. Soon there wasn't anything left of him but a big turd he shitted of himself that looked just like him and turned into a concrete statue of excrement. She was moved at how committed he was to his job, but she didn't give a fuck. She was committed to her dream. She said a prayer for him and climbed up into space. But guess what? Outer space is dangerous as fuck. She got hit by 100 asteroids and exploded into 1,000 pieces that hurtled back down into Earth. Even though her pieces were the sizes of grains of sand, they were fucking weaponized, and she blew up traffic on the road and split a ton of dumb shitheads in half. That's why we celebrate Easter, to stop people from doing this and to respect the guy who ate himself because he was the first person to do it in history, even though he was a once. That's all for now. I'm gonna go cut my legs off and sell them to a hospital so they can do tests on them. Good fucking luck.
This story must be told.
It's been a service true, and the marble floor flows with your rank, Vom. Pants filled with brown, and shoes linking with your dehydrated orange urinite. Oh, I see your children crying. I see your fathers gagging, and your mothers grinning with satisfied delight. Cut your hands with these shards of my own salty licorice. I've been leaving it out. I've been gathering it together. Everyone eat my ill-gotten candy, my oxygen-deprived treats. And when you leave this place, I will remember you. I'll remember the way you choked down my illicit wares. And maybe next time, we'll feast together.
Excuse me, sir. Stand away from me, sir. I'm not fucking around. Because this has been The Story Must Be Told on the Last Podcast Network at lastpodcastnetwork.com. If you don't think I'm fucking serious, I'll pull this fucking string and this whole bus will go up in flames. But first, you should check out our Twitter, Instagram. You can find our handles at TSMBTPod. We have fun poems on Twitter. We have spooky art and videos on Instagram. Check it out. Like us. Share us. Tell your friends.
Okay. Someone get me a cell phone.
No, don't reach in your purse. Don't reach in your purse. I know what the fuck you're doing. Because you're gonna buy one of our shirts. Buy a shirt. You can get one of our links on Instagram, Twitter, or SoundCloud.
And I swear to God, I'm gonna make one last prayer. I want you to pray with me. Pray with me before you see the face of God. Pray and
rate us. Rate us. Rate us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Make it be the last thing you do before I pull this goddamn string. Find us at Post Everything Productions. PostEverythingProductions.com. This has been a Post Everything Productions production. Go to www.PostEverythingProductions.com. See spooky, spooky films, fun little content, and more.
Fucked in the mouth part.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say that clearer?
Yeah, where is that?
The story must be told.